everybody, Aaron Zamzow here. Welcome to, well, whatever we're calling this. This is a podcast. This is a little bit of a seminar. You might be watching this on YouTube. You might be seeing this on Facebook. You might be seeing this on the Fire Rescue Fitness website. Really, I kind of trying to find a name for this podcast or thing that I do here with Fire Rescue Fitness. And I'm starting to come up with more about optimizing the fire ground, optimizing your fire career. I don't know. Keep coming back for more. I probably will have different names, but whatever it is, one of the most important things for you to understand is that I am about trying to get better personally and then transfer what I've learned onto you, whether that's through fitness or through your career or through just general fire knowledge, whatever I can do to try to pass on the lessons that I've learned. Right now, we're going to talk about how to go from the leathers to resilient. And if you followed Fire Rescue Fitness and you follow me the last couple months, I launched something called the Resilient 50, which is a 50-day challenge where you choose 7 habits, you follow them for 50 days, and I give you guidance along the way, give you workouts, give you some motivation. And if you accomplish those 50 days, you get a challenge coin free. Everything is free in this. And I had great response so far. I think in the first week, we've had 200 first responders from all over the world actually register. So, you know, personally, I am on day 32. I am down 8 pounds and my energy levels are back up. I, you know, myself need this just like I think everybody else does. And, you know, my 7 habits are probably a little bit different than others, but we'll get into that a little bit because the main topic today is, all right, if 7 habits sounds a lot, which it can be, especially if you're starting from a position where, like, Zam, and I've had this email, Zam, I don't even know where to begin. I know I need to get myself in shape because as a first responder, as a firefighter, EMT, medic, dispatcher, fire officer, police officer, whatever that might be, fire chief, you know all the different health issues we're facing, the stress that we're facing, you know, even as a parent, just living in this society is very stressful. So you need to manage your health. You need to take control somehow of your health. And by starting with some habits that leads to fitness, that leads to health, that leads to resilience, which then leads to being anti-fragile, which, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. But I've gotten a lot of people saying, I don't even know where to begin. So we're going to start with, all right, you're at the recliner. And this is actually something good for anybody to listen to. If you're having a little bit of trouble, even with your 7 habits, there are some techniques that we'll talk about, something called a Regen 25 or a progressive approach to setting some healthy habits. I think all these things can be helpful and it maybe not right now, but maybe further down your career. These are tools and little techniques and tactics and strategies. We talk about strategy and tactics a lot in the fire service that I've used over the years to help me kind of stay and keep up with these younger guys here. Cause I am 50 or will be like next week and still want to do this for another 10 or so years actively. So these are things that I use and have developed through different resources, through different coaches, through different people that I've talked to. And so it's a pleasure that you're listening. It's a pleasure to talk about it. But remember, we're talking about going from square one and just improving. How can we improve? If you're, you know, don't know where to begin, you're at the leathers part. And for those that are not in the fire service that are listening to this, call the leathers in the firehouse, there's like recliners and typically, you know, firefighters that, you know, I just heard this term rods, retired on duty, you know, or maybe lost their edge or they're really tired. They're in the recliners a lot where it's not a bad thing every once in a while, but you don't want to base your career or spend most of your career on those leathers. And once you're in them, it's tough. It's tough to get back on track. So if you're listening to this, I applaud you for that. Now let's give you some actionable things to start helping you improve your health and your wellness and fitness. So from the leathers to resilient, what's the first thing you need to do? You gotta start, right? And working in the fire service and working in the fitness industry for 30 years and working with firefighters, I hear this a lot. Well, I gotta wait till Bobby Sue gets out of school because then I have more time. Or I gotta wait till hockey season's done because we're running around. Or I gotta wait till after I study for my promotion because I'll have more time. Look, I get that. I've heard these excuses. I've used them myself. There will never be a perfect day to start improving your health and fitness. Never. Something will always come up. It probably has. And if you're looking and listening realistically, you probably can shake your head and go, yes, I am. I know, right? Because as soon as you get done with your promotion, if you get promoted, then you're going to start firing on, how do I improve in my new position, right? As soon as Billy or Bobby or Joe or wherever is out of hockey, they're into soccer. So there's always going to be something. Stress and struggle is always inevitable, meaning, you know, you think, hey, it's going to be better further down the line, then something else happens in your life. Someone maybe gets sick, or you do get that promotion, or you have that bad call. There's always going to be stress. I think COVID taught us one thing. The world that we live in is changing and it's hectic. There's always something there that that will make life tough. And, you know, there's going to be stress. So you can't avoid it. You got to just learn how to handle and manage it. To me, here is one of the best things that I can say from, you know, the bottom of my heart, is that today and now is the best time to start. If you're contemplating it, great, but you need to take action. Every single day you need to take action. This isn't easy for me to work on my health and my fitness. It gets me all worked up. I even stutter a little bit because it isn't easy. I'm tempted just like everybody else. If you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you know that I struggle with tequila and ice cream. It came out wrong, but you know, I have my temptations and there's days where I don't want to work out. And there's days that I'm tired. I'm tired right now. I didn't want to do this podcast, but I got a great email that kind of gave me some, you know, a little bit of spunk and energy and, you know, helped me get through planning this. And now obviously excited just to talk about how we get you from the recliners to resilient. And the first thing you do is just decide you are going to start. So if you're listening to this, maybe you have started and you kind of fall off track a little bit. Look, it's an ongoing battle. Just don't put it off any longer. There won't be a better day. Now is the time. So look in the mirror, make the commitment. So that's the first step. First step is you decide you're going to start. Next step is, what am I going to do? What does starting look like? Where do you begin? I love this slogan here. You can't go back and change the beginning, but if you can start where you are and change the ending. So where are you, right? Like, you're not the athlete you used to be. Maybe you're 15 pounds overweight. You have to be realistic with where your level of health is. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make, usually it's guys, is they go back into the gym and they lift the same way they used to when they were 18. Now you're 36. You're no longer an athlete anymore. I mean, you are, but you're not in that same shape. So really look in the mirror and say, all right, I know I need to start slow. I know I need to take an approach to make this a lifelong process and journey, not just, hey, I need to lose 20 pounds and think just short term. Think more long term on it. Be honest with yourself. And then on top of that, really get a better idea and ask yourself, where can I realistically start? That's really what motivated me to come up with this from the leathers to resilient, because I mentioned this resilient 50, this choosing seven habits. And some people said, what if people aren't there yet? What if seven habits is a little intimidating? And I get it. And you have to be honest with yourself. Like, hey, right now, you know, drinking 80 ounces of water, man, I'm not even doing 30 or 40. So start there. Be honest with yourself. If you're only getting 5,000 steps a day, or you don't even know, that's your first step. No pun intended. Just figure out how much movement you're getting through the day. Figure out how much water you're drinking through the day. Start to plan exercise, whether it even be 10 or 15 minutes. You got to realistically understand where you are and where you want to go, and don't go back to where you think you need to be. And that's really deep if you think about it. But like, you know, I mentioned the 36-year-old that goes down and starts bench pressing and squatting. You're not there. Your mobility's crap. You're probably tired. Back probably aches. you eat like crap. So start with some of these small, subtle habit adjustments, all right? But be honest with yourself and don't go back to doing something that didn't work before, okay? You made the decision. You evaluated where you are. I love this slide. Look in the mirror. That's your competition. Stop looking around. Take the old Insta suck, as I like to call it, and don't look at it. Don't open, you know, some of these bodybuilding magazines and take the next routine. Come up with a strategic plan. We plan in the fire service whenever we have something going on in front of us. So look at where you are, what you need to do. If you haven't seen your doctor in a long time, start there. If you're not moving or even taking 15 minutes to consistently go on walks and get 5,000 steps or 6,000 steps a day, start there. If you're not hydrating, add that. And if you think those three things are too much, we'll talk about a technique and how and where to really make them actionable, okay? So look in the mirror. Understand where you're beginning. And this is where you need to just focus on habits. Every single new year, I hear people, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to, you know, up my bench, whatever it is. To be honest, those are bullshit goals. Because what happens when you get there, number one, and first of all, a lot of people don't even define a good goal. Your habits are what gets you to that goal. And so if you just focus on the small, subtle things you can do every single day, they add up to really big gains throughout the course of a year and a career. So motivation is why you're listening to this, but focusing on those daily habits is what really will get you results. That's where we came up with the Resilient 50 idea. Over the years, I've looked at all the different athletes I've worked with. I've looked at all the different, you know, thousands of first responders that have seen great success with Fire Rescue Fitness. It all came down to what was the difference? What made the difference? Well, Zam, I consistently ate vegetables and drank my water and worked out. That's it. When COVID hit, I lost my consistency, just probably like everybody else. And before I knew it, I was 15 pounds overweight. My joints were killing me. My energy levels were down. And I did this thing called a 28-day catalyst program. And it was actually workouts that I've done in the past. They weren't too fancy. They weren't, you know, this new age way to train. But I dropped like 7 pounds right away. And I was just like, you know what? The difference is I just went back to the fundamentals. I went back to the habits. So if you're listening to this and you're going, all right, I'm sold. There's a couple different ways you can do it. The Resilient 50 is you choose 7 habits. You actually get a choice. I listed 11. You can choose 7 of them. You adapt to your lifestyle and what kind of things you want to work on. You follow them for 50 days. A lot of people might be at that spot. If you're going from the recliners, that sounds like a lot. So do what's called a regen. In Madison, where I work, we have to regen our trucks a lot, where, you know, it goes through and it cleans them out. Well, you're going to clean out your system, kind of reset your system. So choose 3 habits for 25 days just to get you going. And then that'll lead to, all right, now if you get through those 25 days, then you choose 7 habits and start the R50. All right. Now, the habits that you choose a lot of times are based off of what your goals are. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I just want you to get this framework in. A really good goal is just to look at each day and say, am I drinking my water? Did I eat my vegetables? Am I not doing my desserts? Am I staying away from alcohol? Am I focusing on, you know, taking a minute just to do some deep breathing to try to reset my stress level? Am I moving enough through the day? Am I getting my steps? Am I exercising? You know, there's all these different goals that you can choose from. And I'll break it down into actually individual goals here in a second. But I just wanted to get you an idea. You can choose 7 goals, 50 days. I think it's a great place to start. I've already had some people email some pretty cool stories about, Zam, this has been great for me because I'm not focusing on losing weight, although I'm down 8 pounds or whatever it is, you know? So you can choose 7 of them. Great. You can choose 3 of them. Hopefully you can read this a little bit. This is on, the, Resilient 50. You can go to r50challenge.com, resilient50.com, firerescuefitness.com. All these things will lead you to the place where you can sign up. This is a free challenge, by the way. If I didn't mention that earlier, there is no charge to this. You actually do get a 50-day workout program. You get eating guidelines. You get motivation. And again, I'll send you a coin. I might go bankrupt and broke. And if I do, I'm fine with that because I'm making a difference and people are getting in shape. The habits that you could choose are fairly basic. The idea behind the actual Resilient 50, I was trying to get it here so you could see it a little better. You need to do 30 minutes of workout or exercise a day. And you're like, well, shouldn't I be resting? Yes, 30 minutes of exercise can be active recovery. Yoga, a simple walk with your dog. It can be, you know, maybe playing with the kids that you don't normally do, being active for that day of recovery. Follow some type of fitness program, 30 minutes a day. 80 ounces of water. Hydration is the key to everything, every metabolic process. It really does help lubricate joints. So that is in there. The other thing that you could do is 8,500 steps a day. Another thing is following a diet plan. And that diet can be anything. I personally am following a plan where I'm following my macros, as I like to call them. So I'm following a more of a higher protein, medium fat, medium carbohydrate, so 40-30-30 a program. And, you know, for me, then another one of the habits is no cheats. So one of the things that got away from me over the holidays was I was having a lot of desserts. So for me in the firehouse and at home, just no desserts and then no alcohol. Some diet plans, I have some people that are following like Noom or something else, and they do a cheat meal in there. And so you can redefine what cheat meal means to you. I'm not going to be over your shoulder writing this, but let's say you say, I'm following this diet plan. They say, okay, Sunday I can cheat. Well, stick to that. But now if you cheat 2 days in a row or whatever, right? No. I think everybody really knows what their weakness is. You know, for me, it's going to the refrigerator after a late night call or maybe grabbing a little brownie or something on the way back to trying to get back to sleep. I don't do that anymore. And I haven't for 31 days. And you know what? I don't really crave it much anymore. It's been fantastic. No alcohol. That's actually been a lot easier than I thought. I mentioned I'm 50. So, you know, I just can't recover as well as I used to. So that's a little bit easier for me. So just a recap. So far, we've talked about some of the habits that you can choose are 30 minutes of exercise. You could choose to do 8,500 steps, 80 ounces of water, no cheat days, no alcohol, follow a diet or healthy eating plan, 10 minutes of reading. Yeah, you're like, wait, did I hear that right? 10 minutes of reading. Yeah, self-improvement, self-development is big. And it carries into fitness. So if you set a goal of like, hey, I want to read 10 minutes of this book every single night to help me study for possibly a test or learn Spanish. Something that will help develop you. I prefer to read something about fire. I actually just finished a certification on rest, recovery, and sleep through precision nutrition. And that's because I set, hey, 10 minutes every single day, I'm going to set towards this certification. Now that turned into sometimes 2 hours, 30 minutes. And 31 days later, I actually started it way, way back in August, but I really tried to hone it in and I just completed it. So now I'm on to my next thing, which is a couple other books. But that self-development part, that carries into, you know, the fitness and the exercise. 1 minute of deep breathing, that's another habit. Why? Because you can totally change your level of stress and you can start to gain control over your nerves a little bit better and you can calm yourself by just focusing on breath. One simple minute can make a difference because 1 minute will turn into 2, 3, 4 throughout the day. I had to use it this morning coming home from work. Traffic was horrible. And I just found myself getting irritated and irritated and irritated. Took a deep breath in, held it, 5 in, hold for 6, out for 6. Works wonders. Another thing is just to write down something you're grateful for. A minute of gratitude can also change. And these all build resilience. That's why all these habits are in here. Another one is power down 30 minutes before bed. Now, if you're thinking like, ah, Zam, I can't do that. What if we get a call? Well, then that's not one of your habits. Remember, you just choose seven of them. So far, I think we're on nine. Time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting. This has been very popular. It can be very rewarding, can be really help you get through the cravings. It can really kind of springboard your nutrition. Maybe that's what you want to do. You might just say, I'm going to fast from 8 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock in the morning. Great. So choose that as your goal. And there's some more guidelines on the resilient50.com. And then the last thing is you can just choose one. You can plus one. Maybe you wanted to learn how to play guitar. Play guitar 5 minutes every single night. Maybe it's you wanted to play or learn Spanish. Something that will help, you know, you develop personally. Maybe it's writing in a journal every single day. But for the Resilient 50, you choose seven of them. If you want to do more of a Regen 25 and just get going, maybe it's just choose three of them and modify them to something that you know you can complete. The idea behind this too is once you get that one habit started, you add another one and then you add another one. You know, if you're doing the Resilient 50, once you get like 7 days, you kind of figure your system out. Once you get to 2 weeks, all of a sudden you're to 3 weeks. And then you're really looking ahead saying, oh, hey, where am I going to have my challenges? That's what we want from this. So you kind of have some techniques now. How can we start to build resilience? How can we start to improve our health? Well, we said Resilient 50, seven habits. Regen 25, three habits. Follow them for 25 days. So instead of 80 ounces of water, you might say, look, 60 ounces is going to be a lot for me to start. That's where you begin. I don't even know how many steps I get, Zam. I feel like I'm behind a desk most days. I'm not very active. Start with 5,000 steps. Get yourself a little tracker. They're very cheap. They are kind of rewarding sometimes. So you can kind of like really like, oh, I need to get a couple more steps. So you wind up walking instead of, you know, taking a vehicle somewhere or walking more steps. You got to get more activity through the day. And sometimes these trackers really help with that. 5 minutes of reading. You're like, hey, Zam, I don't even know where to begin, but there's a couple books that I need to read for promotion. So start with that. Or just choose one. Start with three simple things. Maybe you're doing them most days already, but start to build a little momentum with them. And now if you're really struggling with that, say, God, I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin. Well, let's start with a progressive approach. So you got to start somewhere, right? We already looked in the mirror. We said we were going to start. Choose one habit. I'm going to choose to drink 50 ounces of water a day. Follow that habit for 7 days. 7 days, it's a week. Once you get to that week, you kind of have a system in place. Oh, well, I carry a water bottle with me, and I know if I fill it up twice, that's 50 ounces. Okay. So keep that one. And then, all right, I need to start walking more. So I'm going to start walking 10 minutes. So week two, you're still drinking water. You start walking 10 minutes a day. Week three, you go to 5,000 steps. So you're drinking water, 10 minutes of walking a day, 5,000 steps throughout the day. Before you know it, 7 weeks goes by and you have seven new habits that you've started. Now, you may say, all right, it takes me, you know, it may take you 2 weeks before you really get 7 days in a row. But once you get 7 days in a row, add that other habit. It could take you a month before you get 7 days in a row, but that's okay. You're moving forward. You're progressing. You're plusing one every single day. You see, I put it on there, plus one. So that's a progressive approach. If you're in the recliners, well, put the damn feet down on the recliner and go take some more steps around the firehouse or wherever you are. Start with 1,000 steps. Start somewhere that will get you a little better. And then try to make that your new norm by creating the habit. Before you know it, you're doing the Resilient 50. Now, can you get a coin by doing the Regen 25 or the progressive approach? Now, no. But you could certainly send me a message and you might get some swag out of it to keep you going, to get to that Resilient 50. If the R50, the seven habits for 50 days, is overwhelming, then that's a goal off in the distance. Your first goal might just be, I'm going to do three goals for 25 days, or I'm just going to start drinking more water for a week. And then I'm going to start moving more for the next week and drinking water. And then I'm going to look at some nutrition. And I like that 5 minutes of development, because the 5 minutes of personal development or reading can be about next steps in fitness. So when you, and you can join the Resilient 50 anytime you want. You just have to put 50 days together. So you could join it, get access to all the resources, and it may take you till August to get 50 days in a row. Now, the one thing I didn't mention, Resilient 50 has got to be 50 consecutive days. You got to make it a little bit of a challenge here. There is a second phase to this. So the R50.2 or 2.0, where we add some points to it to help you keep on track. But, you know, this is something that I think is a great tool for your entire career. Because if you get off track a little bit, which we all do because of the stress of the job and because life happens, you know, there's a point where you go, oh God, I got to get back into it. You know where you, how you start? You choose the seven habits, you make it work for 50 days. So once you get to a point where you can do that 50, you might change the goals for the next 50, but you just keep going and progressing, right? Or at least not regressing. But this system works, man. It's one of the most easy to follow, clever ways. And I don't know if I can take credit for it or not 100%. It's just, you know, coaches and mentors and things that I've read. This just seems to click with a lot of people because it simplifies things. And the secret formula for this, it's really not that secret, but you plan for challenges. That's a big part of this. So if I'm doing 50 days, for me, full disclosure, why was it 50 days? Well, personally, I was turning 50. And second of all, 7 weeks. So it's 7 weeks in a day. So you can say, all right, 7 weeks, not even 2 months in a day to assess, you know, and to help you set your plan up. And for me, I started January 1st and I end the day before I turn 50. And so throughout that time, I was planning, all right, I'm going to be traveling here. So I got to plan meals, got to make sure I go to the store, don't drink, you know, because that's all part of my plan. So you plan for those challenges ahead of time. And believe it or not, they don't become as drastic of a challenge. I know, sounds like that's very deep, but you have to plan for them because they're going to happen. The other part is to be realistic. You know, if you start to fall off, hey, it happens. Figure out what, how, why do you need to redo your goals a little bit, and then just start all over. The other part of this is that you got to enjoy this a little bit. Live for those small little successes and build off of those successes. Once you embrace this, that this is a journey, it's not easy. Everybody's going through it the same. Whether you talk about fitness or not, we all have challenges. So embrace that. Build yourself a good support network. So get some of your crew members involved in this. Again, this is free. This is Resilient 50 is free. The Regen 25 is free. The resources in there are free. The group that we have on, we have a Facebook group that it's private, but you know, through the links you can get to it. That's all free, man. And it's really set up so you can use these tools and those tactics. You know, you may change the goals a little bit, or the habits, I should say. You can use this technique all the way through your career and beyond. Just don't quit. Just don't quit. And if you do quit for a week or 2 weeks, get back on it and start again. So that's how you become resilient. That's how you go from the recliner to resilient. You choose one healthy habit, you stick to it, you add it with another one. If you're a little more advanced and you're looking just to get back on track, try that R50 challenge. There's going to be challenges to it. I mean, that's why we call it a challenge. But with planning, choosing habits that are personable for you, I think you're going to see just some tremendous progress results. And then the last part of all of this is This is a way that you can build those people up around you, because we in the fire service, you know, we love these little challenges. We think, you know, we're pretty stubborn sometimes. So throw some money at it. Challenge your crew for 50 days. And you know what? If you all accomplish 50 days, what a great thing. What a great thing to motivate others around you. I do believe this small little R50, Resilient 50 challenge concept can change a lot of cultures within fire departments, within crews. So how do you join? R50challenge.com, firerescuefitness.com. You'll see that I have some videos posted there. Free sign up. You'll sign up. You'll get taken to a thank you page where I'll list some of the resources. You can get access to the workout via the FRF app. That's free. I'm also including some other things on you know, cancer resources, cancer research, some motivation, some mental health tools. All these you know, different organizations are helping with some resources. So it is a wonderful little challenge, and it's starting to grow. So please share it. If you are someone who has a product that you'd want to maybe donate, one of the other things that I'm doing is once people start sending in their results from this, and that's the thing, to get your coin, you choose a start date, you follow it for 50 days, you basically tell a little bit about your journey. I'd love it if you did a before and after picture, but I've had some great stories so far. People who have quit drinking for the longest, you know, they were on a downward spiral, quit drinking. Use this to really change the nutrition of their family and their crew. And so I believe that you can be one of those stories, because you know what that does? That inspires other firefighters, other EMTs, other first responders, other members of the community to do the same thing. And that's what it should be all about. Using a little bit of pressure, using a little bit of challenge to improve and be better. And that's what it is. Optimizing life, optimizing the fire ground, getting better every shift. That's another podcast that I also do. Check that out on Fire Rescue One. But please let me know if you think I'm on something or onto something. If you like what I'm talking about, join the R50 Challenge. I hope I'm sending you a coin in the next couple of months here. If you have specific questions on where to begin, I'll help you set up those goals. Just send me an email. You can reach me at zam@firerescuefitness.com, or you can go to the contact me page on firerescuefitness.com. Thank you so much for listening. Love to hear your comments. Love to hear your thoughts. Please share this. And let's see if we can get a couple thousand first responders in on this Resilient 50 Challenge. Most importantly, everybody, don't give up. Keep making progress every single day. Try to get better. Thanks again for listening. I'm out.